Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tearing into some source material that tackles a really dangerous myth in IT. It's this idea that just, you know, having backups automatically means you're safe from ransomware. But the reality, especially for small and medium businesses, well, it's often the complete opposite. Those backups aren't just failing. Attackers are actually using them against you.
That's exactly what these sources are showing us. It's pretty uncomfortable, actually. Modern ransomware attackers, they're sophisticated. They specifically go after the backup systems to make sure you have to pay. And the stats are just brutal. We're seeing that 60%, think about that, 60% of SMBs hit by a major ransomware attack, they go out of business within 6 months. Yeah. It's not just the ransom cost, it's the downtime, the complete operational stop.
60%. That's not just a statistic, that's an existential risk. So, okay. Our mission for this deep dive is clear. We need to pull out the core strategy from these sources. What's the blueprint for building a genuinely ransomware-proof recovery solution? The sources keep pointing towards immutability, specifically things like Veeam backup and replication paired with hardened storage like QNAP's immutable NAS. The goal here is guaranteed recovery, like getting back online within 24 hours. All right, so let's start with the basics. Traditional backups, we've used them for ages. Why are they failing so badly now? What's changed technically?
Well, the big change is attacker behavior. They're patient now. It's all about dwell time. They get in and they hang out quietly. We're talking an average of 24 days inside your network before they encrypt anything. They map everything out, find the backup server, steal credentials, figure out your weak spots. So that ransom note, by the time you see it, they've likely already compromised your recovery plan.
Hold on, 24 days. So if a typical SMB, maybe trying to save costs, only keeps backups for, say, 7 or 14 days, then the attackers made sure every single one of those restore points is useless. Or worse, infected.
You got it. You're behind before you even know there's a race. And then when they do launch the main attack, they hit the easy targets first. Windows volume shadow copies, VSS, gone, deleted immediately. A lot of IT folks rely on those for quick restore. If that's your plan A, well, you've got no plan A anymore.
And that 24-day dwell time. That gives them plenty of opportunity to steal powerful credentials.
For Zion admin, right.
Exactly. That's often the goal. Credential compromise is huge for wrecking backups. With those admin rights, they log into the backup server itself. They can delete the backup catalog so you don't know what data is where. They can corrupt the backup files directly or just stop the backup services cold. And think about where backups are often stored. Standard network shares, like a regular NAS box. If it's writable over the network, the ransomware just encrypts those backup files along with everything else. Wow. So the very system you set up for safety becomes another vulnerability. They turn it against you.
Systematically, yeah. Even tape libraries, which people think of as offline, they're not always safe. The tapes themselves might be okay, physically disconnected, but the catalog, the index file, the software needs to figure out which tape has the clean data from before the infection. If that's online and gets corrupted or deleted, good luck finding what you need. We see companies waste days trying to manually sort through tapes. It's a nightmare.
Okay, so boiling it down, the problem isn't necessarily the backup software itself, but the whole approach, the architecture. You've got writable storage, write access means delete access. That's flaw number one. Then retention periods that are too short because attackers are dwelling longer and fundamentally often just relying on that one backup copy. It violates that basic 3-2-1 rule everyone talks about.
Right. And that whole air gap idea needs a hard look too. A lot of setups called air gapped aren't really. There might be persistent connections for management or saved credentials somewhere that malware can grab. It creates this false sense of security. It's not truly isolated.
So connecting these technical failures back to the business, what does this mean for you, the listener? It means disaster, basically.
Pretty much. Downtime means revenue stops instantly. If you run a service business or manufacturing, even just 72 hours offline, that can sink a small business operating on thin margins. Cash flow just dries up. And it's not just the immediate hit. Think about your customer. If your service is down, they go elsewhere. And, you know, they might not come back.
Plus, there's the legal side now, which seems more complicated than ever. Most ransomware attacks today aren't just encryption. They steal data first, right? Data exfiltration.
Yes, that's standard practice now. They take your sensitive data, then encrypt, threaten to publish it if you don't pay. And that theft, it immediately triggers data breach notification laws, HIPAA, CCPA in California, GDPR in Europe. Doesn't matter if you're healthcare or not. If you hold customer data covered by these rules, you've got legal obligations, potential fines, lawsuits. It gets messy fast.
I always figured cyber insurance would cover most of this. But are the sources saying that's changing? Are insurers getting tougher?
Definitely. They're tightening requirements. Policies increasingly have clauses saying coverage depends on having specific defenses. Things like immutable backups, verifiable offline copies, proof of regular recovery testing. If you can't show you had those basics in place, the insurer might just deny the claim. And without that insurance payout, well, the sources put the average recovery cost for an SMB without these defenses at around $1.85 million. That's coming straight out of pocket.
Okay, that financial picture makes the case pretty starkly. Immutability isn't a nice to have. It sounds like table stakes now.
Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting, though. The solution side. How immutability changes the game.
It really does. The core promise of immutability is simple but powerful. It means your backup data cannot be deleted, encrypted, or changed in any way during a set time window, maybe 30 days, maybe 90. And here's the kicker. This holds true even if the attackers get domain admin rights, even if they compromise the backup server itself.
That certainty. That changes everything. It means you can actually ignore the ransom demand.
Yeah.
You know you have clean data you can restore from.
Exactly. You refuse the ransom 100% of the time with confidence, and you start the recovery process immediately. Architecturally, how this works is by properly implementing that 3-2-1 rule. You have your live production data, that's copy one. Your standard backup repository, maybe on the Veeam server itself or nearby storage, that's copy two. And then copy three is the crucial one, the hardened Linux-based immutable repository, like the QNA key device we mentioned.
Okay, why Linux specifically? If the attackers have Windows domain admin creds, why can't they just wipe the Linux box too?
Ah, that's the key difference. They have Windows admin rights. The hardened repository is running a different OS Linux, like QNAPI's QTS or QuerTS Hero. It's not vulnerable to the same Windows-focused malware. More importantly, the immutability feature on that QNAPI device locks the data blocks at a very low level, like the storage or file system level. Even if an attacker somehow got root access on the Linux box, the system itself prevents deletion or modification of those backup files until the immutability timer expires. It's defense in depth.
So it's not just about having another copy. It's about having a copy that's fundamentally protected differently, which gives you confidence.
Confidence and compliance. These immutable setups help meet audit requirements for standards like NIST, ISO 27001, and like we said, they're increasingly becoming a must-have for getting or keeping cyber insurance.
All right, let's get practical then. Someone listening wants to implement this, Veeam and QNAPI, for instance. What are the absolute must-do steps? And maybe more importantly, what are the common pitfalls that negate the whole point?
Okay, step one, physical and network isolation for the QNAPI. You set it up as a hardened Linux repository, put it on its own network segment, ideally a separate VLAN. Access should be only from the Veeam backup server, nothing else. And you use secure protocols for that connection, like SSH, not just standard Windows file sharing, SMB, which we know is vulnerable.
Isolation first.
Yep.
Makes sense. Then configuring the software.
Yep. In Veeam, you add the QNAPI device as a Linux backup repository. Then, when you configure that repository, there's literally a checkbox. Make backups immutable for X days. You enable that. You need to set that immutability period, how long the lock lasts based on your recovery goals and considering that attacker dwell time. Sources often recommend 30 to 90 days.
Okay, that seems straightforward. But we talked about credential theft being the main attack vector. How do you stop attackers from just logging into Veeam and deleting the backup jobs, even if the repository files themselves are safe?
Critical point. This is where people often slip up. You absolutely cannot reuse your main Windows domain administrator accounts for managing Veeam or the QNAPI. Don't do it. You need dedicated service accounts with the absolute minimum privileges needed to do the job, nothing more. And you must enable multi-factor authentication, MFA, everywhere you can, especially on those admin accounts. Look into privileged access management or PAM2, basically locking down how those superuser credentials are accessed and used. Separate keys for separate kingdom doors.
And backups are useless if they don't actually work when you need them. Testing.
Non-negotiable. You need automated testing. Veeam has a feature called Sure Backup that can automatically verify if your backups are actually recoverable, like booting up a VM from the backup in an isolated lab. But automated isn't enough. You also need to do live recovery tests regularly, maybe twice a year. Simulate a real attack scenario. Get your team together, follow your documented runbook, and restore systems from the immutable copies. Trust me, procedures that haven't been practiced under pressure, they fall apart in a real crisis. Period.
Okay, last piece. Protecting against a site-wide disaster, fire, flood, whatever.
Yeah.
The off-site copy for the 3-2-1 rule.
Right. You need that geographically separate copy. You could use something like QNAPI's Cloud Backup Service or Veeam Cloud Connect to send backup copies off-site. Target cloud storage like AWS S3 or Azure Blob. But here's the key. Make sure you enable the cloud provider's immutability feature too, like S3 Object Lock or Azure Blob Mutability. That way, even your offsite cloud copy is protected against deletion or modification, covers you if the whole building goes dark.
Okay, let's quantify this. For an SMB looking at this, maybe thinking about the cost, you mentioned $26K to $45K perhaps for setup. What are the measurable results? What's the ROI?
The ROI is massive and almost immediate when you compare it to the alternative. First, recovery time. You go from potentially 2 to 4 weeks of painful downtime and manual recovery efforts to achieving a guaranteed 24-hour recovery time objective, or RTO, back in business within a day.
That alone addresses that 60% business failure statistic we started with.
Completely. Second, zero ransom payments. It's simple. If you know you can recover, you don't pay, ever. This starves the attackers of funds and reduces your risk of being targeted again because they know you won't pay.
And the cost savings compared to a failed recovery are huge.
Astronomical. Remember that $1.85 million average recovery cost for SMBs without immutability. That includes downtime, fines, recovery services, everything. With this kind of immutable architecture, the actual cost of executing the recovery staff time, maybe some minor infrastructure bits, drops to maybe $200,000 to $300,000. So that initial investment in the QNAP Veeam licenses setup, it pays for itself many times over the first time you avoid a catastrophic failure. It's investing in survival.
And there's a potential upside too, right? Being able to prove this capability.
Absolutely. It becomes a competitive advantage. If you can demonstrably show clients, especially in regulated fields like finance or healthcare, that you have guaranteed 24-hour recovery, that builds trust. It wins contracts.
This has been incredibly insightful. It feels like the core message is crystal clear. Immutability isn't just a feature. It's the foundation for certainty. It transforms ransomware from this maybe survivable catastrophe into, well, just another manageable IT incident you have a plan for. You go from being a potential victim to being prepared.
And think about how that certainty changes your response during an incident. It's quite profound. Because the immutable backups are safe, even if the attackers have admin rights, even if the main backup server is compromised. You don't need to waste precious time trying to clean infected systems, or worse, negotiating with criminals. It enables what you might call aggressive incident response. Isolate the infected network segments immediately. Don't hesitate. Then start the full restore process from those known good immutable backups right away. Get the business back online fast. So the provocative thought for you listening is, how does having that guaranteed recovery point change how your organization would react in those first critical hours of discovering an attack? What does that certainty unlock for your response strategy?